Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours talking to you about things that are going on in the community. I just should mention before we get started, the Wirree Community House, as you know, their Kids Fest was to be during October and they had a real downpour. It's been postponed, but it's coming up on, I think it's a Thursday, but it's November the 24th. Now, they tell me, and they've just told me, no matter what the weather is like, they've made contingency plans. If need be, parts of it will be inside, but it is still going on November the 24th. So we'll mention that a couple of times during the afternoon. But I have with me this afternoon Quilts for Orphans. Now, we have spoken to them a while ago, but we want to find out a bit more about them. And they've got a big extravaganza coming up for the next 2 weeks. So I've got with me Deb Woodard. Welcome, Deb.
Ah, thank you, Alan. And it's Woodward, but close enough.
Woodward, is it? Yes. Can't read my own writing. Deb, just give us a quick reminder of what the Quilts for Orphans is all about.
Well, we're a grassroots organisation and our basic mission is to make fabric hugs and to give those hugs, those fabric hugs, to children and adults in need around home and around the world. That's it. That's pretty simple.
It's pretty simple. So, like, some of them stay here in Australia and some
they
of them go
do.
Wherever.
Yep, they do indeed. And we had a terrific year last financial year, and some of our local organisations that we gave to, I should have had that piece of paper under my nose.
That's fine.
Certainly, the Life's Little Treasures is an organisation that we give locally to.
And what are they?
They're an organisation that make quilts for newborn or early born babies, so right. Preemie babies.
Yep.
And so when they survive their first 100 days,
yep,
they give them a little packet of goodies to take home.
Right.
And these can be very nervous mums because their babies have been in hospital for 100 days and they need lots of support. Mm. And a little quilt goes with them and it has embroidered onto it 100 days. So we actually make for that organisation, Life's Little Treasures, to put in the packets for bubs going home after their first 100 days of
And it can be very
life.
Traumatic for mum who expects to just pick up a child when it, you know, spend time in hospital, have the baby born and then take him or her home again. It must be very traumatic to all of a sudden find that, hey, June is going to stay here. And a lot of the mums have to keep going back every day to feed them and all that too,
don't they?
They
do indeed, and very much so. And also too, we give quilts to or just recently one to the Royal Children's Hospital campus in Clayton in the neonatal ward. And what they do is they put a little quilt over the human crib just to reduce the harsh light down of the environment. And we're looking forward to supporting them in the future as well. So, and an opportune moment came up at a market where I met one of these neonatal nurses and passed her a quilt from one little marquee to her little stall, and off we go. And, you know, your people talk to our people and we'll get sorted.
So,
that's how we go. And,
Deb, we've got to ask, how do you get these quilts? I mean, they don't just happen. How are these quilts made or procured?
I bought you some in today, Ellen.
Yeah, I know. They look good.
Look at this.
Unfortunately, you can't show them on the radio.
We can't see, but this is what we would call, Alan, a contemporary quilt.
And what do you mean by contemporary?
Well, it's very bright.
It's certainly bright.
It's not in the normal little squares. This is a beautiful big flower.
Yeah.
And this massive big
with all
flower.
Sorts of colours.
Yeah, all in beautiful polka dots of reds and yellows and blues and greens with big leaves and stems. And then it's been appliqued on and sewn on with blanket.
You need to explain to the audience what appliqued means.
Appliqué is where you layer fabric upon layer, fabric upon layer upon layer.
Right.
So like this little big petal I'm holding up, which is about a good foot long, isn't it, Alan?
Absolutely, longer.
Yep. And it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 layers onto the base fabric. And so one layer goes on the big yellow spotted one, and then the red spotted piece of the petal, and then in the centre of this lovely polka dot piece. And then hand sewn down with, you might remember your old Nana's blankets or the army blankets you see, and they had that stitching around the edge, and it's called a blanket stitch, literally for that purpose.
I wonder why.
And it's a very neat little edging stitch that's been hand sewn.
So it's all done by hand?
It's all done by hand, hand and machining, combination of both. But that beautiful quilt will be on display this weekend at our event at Mont de Lancey and will be for sale.
So what? Who would get one like that? Is that one that goes over the Hume crit, or is that...
That one's far too big for that because that's a single size quilt that would drape down the side of a single bed or sit perfectly on top of any larger bed as a beautiful topper.
So that would go to an older child, wouldn't it, rather
But then again, you know, it doesn't matter how old a child is, they grow up eventually. And a lot of Australian children end up with their quilts from their beds to their cars to their picnic blankets, etc.
Do they?
Keep them forever. Yeah, they often have quite an attachment, as do the mothers do with the little quilts that cover the humour cribs. They love to take them home as a memory of what their traumatic child's life has been in their early days. So they have quite a lot of memory attached to them. But we call them fabric hugs also because from the beginning of each piece of that fabric, Alan, that's pieces of has cut, the women know that this is going to be a fabric hug. Yeah. And so there's a lot of love goes into every cut, every stitch, every element, every hundreds and hundreds of hours and minutes that go into making this quilt. It travels with it. So it comes from the woman who made it into our hands, and then we finish it all off and it's going through our many hands, and then eventually it goes on.
So how long would it have taken Deb to produce that?
Oh my gosh, I have to admit, and I think I did last time I was on the radio, I'm not a piecer. Piecer meaning doing all that work I've just mentioned.
Right.
I can do the hand sewing around the edges and spruik like I am now. But many hundreds of hours go into this work, and it's quite priceless. You can't put you can insure quilts. You can get an insurance valuation on quilts. Yes, the Victorian Quilters Association provide a service for that. You can send them photos or take quilts to them. They have trained specialists who can determine the hours of work that goes into a quilt because they're all professional quilters themselves, and then they can put a figure on that value for the purpose of insurance.
True.
But to turn around and consider that for our fundraising efforts, because we just sell a few to keep them, literally the machines turning, that's an impossible thing to do. So we just have our standard pricing, quite standard, one price for our cot quilts, lap quilts and our single quilts. That's it. So we keep it pretty simple, but some are quite spectacular.
Deb, I've just got to take a break and we'll be back with more.
Someone makes it hard to move.
Welcome back to Community Connections, and I'm talking to Deb from Quilts for All, for Auctions. Now, we're going to tell you about they've got a fundraiser coming up over the next couple of weeks, which we're going to tell you about in a few minutes. And also, they're going to have a prize, and I've seen the prize. It is fabulous. So, Deb, how do you find the children, like down at the Children's Hospital you're mentioning down here in Clayton, but how do you find these children to donate the quilts to?
Well, many come to us. I can remember I was at Belgrave Big Dreams Market last year, and a lady came up to me because I hand the brochure and, you know, we talk.
Yep.
Said, oh, well, okay, are you looking for anyone to donate to? Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to know who you are. And then we just go through a little qualifying process.
Yep.
And she was knitting for the Australian Syrian Association.
Yeah.
So we contacted the association, and of course they're supplying lots of beautiful things for the Syrian refugee camps. So what we did was we put together 40 quilts. That's probably about 55 odd kilos of quilts. Packed them up and sent them off to the Australian Syrian Association. They put them in a container because they fundraised to put a container, and then they go to the camps. That's one way that we got some overseas, because it's very difficult to at the moment to get overseas.
Yep.
Another organisation that we went overseas with was to Vietnam. Uh-huh. And these are hope orphanages where they care for people of all ages who are suffering from disabilities caused by Agent Orange. What's that, Vietnam War 50-odd years ago?
Yep.
Anyway, one of the girls in our group knew of a fellow with an organisation called Change the One. And he was basically just trying to change one little thing in the world at a time.
Yep.
So he carried 75 quilts, so I think the weight there about 1.5 kilos each, and the bulk, on a plane as his own personal luggage.
So he
luggage.
Took them himself for it?
Yeah. And then he delivered them to the orphanages, which he is currently supporting with his group,
yep.
and sent us photographs back. So they're all available on our website and that to see.
So,
yeah, just amazing.
And how do you find the local ones? Like, I know you found this lady
at the market.
So talk
about Frankston Community Care. So this was a homeless dad and children.
Right.
And once again, it's all just our internal networking.
Yep.
One of our people asked our committee, she became aware, a caseworker was trying to help this family. So within very quickly in the car were quilts. And, of course, it was during lockdown. So we were going from one car to another car to keep the distances right and all the rest of it. But they eventually got to Frankston and were given to a dad and his children who were just living in a car.
Gee,
so sometimes
true.
You have to move really quickly.
Yep. So you've always got a few in stock, haven't you?
Oh, we've got hundreds in stock. Actually, we call it our inventory.
Yeah.
The entire inventory, we picked it up from our haul in Hoddle's Creek yesterday in various cars.
Yeah.
I loaded two cars. Don't ask me how I did that, but I did. And now it's heading to Mont Delancey, and the whole kit and caboodle will be on display at Mont Delancey, so
right.
everyone can see what they
so
look like.
So let's mention that, because I've got a couple more questions I want to ask you about.
Yep.
But it starts when till when?
It starts this Saturday, the 19th of November, through to the Sunday following the 27th of November,
yep.
Except for Monday and Tuesday, because Mont Delancey is closed. So it's Saturday, Sunday, this weekend, then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday.
So are these for sale down there? Are you using these for fundraising
as
well?
Yeah, we are. We are doing that for fundraising. But not only have we got quilts on display and for sale, but we've got lots of other beautiful craft and also fat quarters. Now, Ellen's going, are you talking
about?
Well,
I'm getting a bit worried here is what we're getting into.
I'm giving Ellen a few lessons because he's gone when I've explained to him how you make a quilt just before. He went, really? You've got to cut all of those little pieces separately? Yes, you do. So, Ellen, I'm holding up a square of fabric here that measures 52 inches by 50 inches, and I know it's imperial, but yeah, that's how quarters right. work. And so they call that a fat quarter. So it's sort of part of a quarter of a yard.
Yeah.
And you end up folding it into a little pack like this, yeah. into a square, and then our quilting ladies come along, or crafters, go through all these boxes of these and pick out all that they want, and they can buy fat quarters from us at a very,
that
very
one's Christmas
reasonable
trees,
price.
Isn't it? That one's very...
Yeah, up. That one's all got lovely Christmas yep. trees on it, and we've got thousands. So we spent winter... defragging our hall. So every yeah. plastic bag and box of fabrics that had been donated to us, we went through the whole lot and sorted them all and made thousands of these fat quarters.
So
and
you'll so be selling part of, those.
That's right. So it's yep. a great fundraiser
yep.
For us. And women have large stashes of fabrics at home and yep. they say, look, I couldn't put another piece of fabric in as they're sorting through and picking out more fabric.
But they
tonight.
Do.
Of course you do.
All right, so these are going to be on display at Mont de Lancy.
Yep,
but
and other
also,
craft as well.
You're going to run a raffle now. Tell
we
us about
are.
This raffle.
Yeah, so this raffle I was showing Alan before, this beautiful quilt.
It's terrific.
It's a Christmas quilt. And it's very much in the American style of reindeers, Christmas trees, polar bears, mooses. And it came as a quilt top. So
I
for
can't
all the
believe
girls,
the work that's gone into that.
Ah, yeah, they're out there know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. But it's just the first part of the quilt. But it's the main part. And so it came anonymously in the post to us during lockdown. And we went, oh, my gosh, that's, which lots of beautiful things do. But this one purposefully said the sender was anonymous. Yes. So then we've put it together and then Yvonne, our wonderful quilter, has put it on her big gamel machine and has stippled it edge to edge with beautiful gingerbread men.
Edge, so it's just gorgeous. And there's
beautiful
an elf
cream.
And all sorts of things.
Yeah, cream background. there's elves, there's reindeers. And this is a size that would well and truly go draped down on a single bed or look spectacular on a double queen king or hanging on the wall. So this
so,
one,
and that's you can win that over this
yeah,
period of time.
So the person who wins the raffle can choose
yep.
between this quilt, this gorgeous knitted blanket, which I'm
oh,
also
that's
holding
nice.
Up. Isn't that beautiful?
That's blue
Alan?
And white. Yep.
So beautiful, soft cream and baby
gee,
blue.
That's true. And that's all knitted.
That's a beautiful knit. And they're like a quilt in blocks. So we build our quilt yep. with blocks. This one's built with knitted squares and then sewn together. So it's
how long would
checker.
A lady have taken to produce that?
Oh, gosh, if it was me knitting, I don't think I'd ever finish it. But, you know, some
but,
women are happy sitting there in the evenings just
but have to take
clicking
months,
away.
Though, wouldn't it?
Oh, no. I think lovely Maggie would have whipped those squares up in a couple of weeks or much less with
true.
An hour in front of the tally. She probably does a square an hour or half an hour and yeah, and she makes beautiful blankets.
So whoever wins the prize can take their choice.
Yeah, or a family ticket on Puffing Billy is our other prize. So you can have two adults and two children have a family ticket from Belgrave to Lakeside on Puffing Billy. This gorgeous blanket or this spectacular quilt, and the first ticket drawn can choose. We'll ring you up and if you're the winner and say, which one would you like? And then we'll go. So we'll just work it that way rather than just saying one must be the first prize. So that's lots
that's,
of lovely
that's
options.
That's terrific.
Yeah, so that's a lot of fun. And
oh, but they're terrific well, prizes.
They are, yeah. And only going to sell them to those who come to our quilt.
So there's a good reason to come to Mont de Lancy.
And sales, yes.
All right, I can take another quick break. We're back with more.
Tell you of an interview with an old man he knew. He's got a beak and feathers and things, but the poor old fella ain't got no wings. I'm too jealous of the wedge-tailed eagle, I'm battled da da da. While the eagle's flying round and round to keep her 2 feet firmly on the ground. Now I can't fly, but I'm telling you, I can run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do. He can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants of a kangaroo. sold for the 50 cents. Um-ba-da-da-da-da-da, the designer should have had more sense. Um-ba-da-da-da-da-da, if you take a look, it'll prove to you. I ran the pants of that kangaroo. But I do. Take a look, it'll prove to you. You ran the pants of a kangaroo. You can't load the load like a cockatoo. Um-ba-da-da-da-da-da, swoop and toss like an albatross. Um-ba-da-da-da-da-da, you silly gala. I'm better by far than a white cockatoo or a budgerigar. They squeak and squawk and try to talk. Why, me and them's like cheese and chalk. But I do. You can't fly, but I'm telling you, we can run the pants on a kangaroo. Well, the last time I saw old man, he knew him battled it, da da da. He was chasing a female, he knew him battled it, da da da. As he shot past, I heard him say, she can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. But I do. She can't fly, but I'm telling you, she could run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, there is a moral to this ditty. Battle it, da da da. Thrush can sing, but he ain't pretty. Battle it, da da da. Duck can swim, but he can't sing. Nor can eagle on the wing. Emu can't fly, but I'm telling you, he can run the pants of a kangaroo. Well, the kookaburra laughed and he said it's true. Battle it, da da da.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Deb from Quilts for Orphans. Terrific organisation. Deb, you were saying you produce about 500 of these quilts per year.
Yep.
So, first of all, how many knitters have you got and how do you get them?
Well, we call them stitches.
Stitches?
Yeah. The knitting's done only by a few because our main purpose is the fabric quilts,
yep.
But they just come to us as well. So we started back in 2007 and with basically one person, Gaynor Peterson, and then a couple of her mates started knitting beanies actually for India. And then the world changed a little bit and government processes with permission of NGOs being in their country, and then they swapped to making quilts for Indian children to just lay on the ground, and that was their little place in the world, was yep. a little mat, a little quilted mat. And then on it goes from there, and so we've given away thousands of quilts.
So, obviously.
Yeah.
But how many people produce these?
Well, we've got a good membership of around about 40 women. We actually have one bloke now as well. But he's a graphic designer, not a quilter, but that's all right. Mm. And but then we've got stitchers all through Gippsland, women who are just sending things to us in the post, or we meet them halfway and, you know, swap from one car to another car. Mm. The last donation came from a woman. I think she gave me over 50 quilt tops. So that's a lot of quilt tops that she's just been working on. And it's just, that's how it happens, Alan.
So it's just ladies.
Yeah, they just
get the idea.
Yeah, they come into the hall. They bring the quilt tops in, and they'll come and pick up more fabric. You see, quilting can be quite an expensive hobby.
Yes, yeah. I was going to come to that because obviously it costs money.
So what happens is we get fabric stashes given to us. An example just recently, a woman all the way from Hoppers Crossing, and she's in her 80s and arthritic hands and struggling now to quilt. Yeah. So she found us just browsing through the World Wide Web and found Quilts for Orphans and rang us up and could see that we are happy to take stash fabrics. Uh-huh. Well, Annette, our president, I think she's had two or three trips over and a lunch with lovely Glenys as well, and bought crates and crates of magnificent fabrics back. And so here we go again. So we did all this big sort out last during winter, and yep. I'm off again. So we're sorting again. But hers were all sorted already in colours, and some of it, Japanese fabrics, Christmas fabrics. some really expensive, you know, branded fabrics, not just your Spotlight variety, good old Spotlight, of course, we love them, but there are, you know, some pretty exotic fabrics. And those who are serious competitive quilters will use some very exotic fabrics if they go into competition work. And so we're very happy to take all of that. And then, so we don't, so women can come to us, pick up fabric, take it home and sew it, and it doesn't cost them anything. So they can keep sewing.
And they're doing it home.
And they're making fabric hugs. They've made plenty of hugs already for their own families, and now they can start making them for quilts for orphans.
I've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
I've We should mention again this fundraiser, because apart from everything else, you do need to raise funds, and you want people to have a look at what you're all doing. So we need to mention that, and I've got a couple more questions for you, but it's on starting on this Saturday, isn't it?
Yes.
Till Sunday week.
That's right. And it starts at 10 a.m. to 4:30 every day, Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, then the following Saturday, Sunday to the 27th.
Right, and they can come in, they can have a look at the quilts, and if they're smart, they'll buy some tickets into this
they
great
sure
quilt.
They sure will,
it is,
yes.
It is terrific, that quilt. I can tell you that, I've seen it.
And Montelancy Historical Homestead is at 71 Wellington Road, Wandon North.
Yep.
So sits quite comfortably between Mount Evelyn and Wandon, if you're
trying to
find it.
And you can have a bit
it.
Of a look around Montelancy, which
oh,
is
a beautiful
terrific
place
at the same
yep,
time.
Yep, yep.
Deb, I can't remember the name of the lady that you said that started Quilts for Orphans.
Gaynor Peterson. Yep.
In 2007.
Yep.
What made her think this is a great idea?
Because she was looking for something to do after recovering from breast cancer.
Right.
And she loved her craft, and a very caring woman looking for someone else to care for. And so through her networking, that's where she started.
Is she still with you, or is she still?
She is happily retired and living down in Gippsland. Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep. We call her very much our founder. Yes.
Very good. Now, the other thing too that we should just mention, because I've been talking about that you can come and buy these quilts, and you can come into this raffle for, any of the three prizes are fantastic.
Yep.
But you're also just mentioning to me off air that you've got, apart from those that you can buy, you've got some other things you can buy.
Yeah. I was just showing Alan a lovely little wallet that is known by a very practiced expert in quilting called Jennifer Canole, and she gave us some beautiful craft work to sell. So some ears might prick up if you hear that Jennifer has donated some goods to us.
Yep.
We've also got these gorgeous little
dresses.
That's
a terrific little dress.
It's a pretty, pretty little girl's dress, and we're selling them to sell, not to take back to the hall again. The idea is to sell them.
And then they're cheap. They're relatively
cheap.
Yeah,
just $15, $5. Our fat quarters are 3 for $10. We've got beautiful tote bags. I could have bought in a whole heap of things to show you, Alan, but
we haven't got a big enough studio.
No. Quilted little bags for $20. We've got these magnificent little pin dolls, and I wish I'd pick one up to bring in. You would have oohed and aahed. And we've even got some little corgi dogs that sort of sit in your hand.
The corgis?
Yeah, our beautiful member made them in honour of the Queen. She thought she'd make a couple of little corgis.
Yep.
And your little pin cushions is what they are. And and they're uniquely made by this beautiful woman.
Yep.
We've got
how much are they?
The dogs and snails are only charging $25 for those.
Yeah, that's cheap, isn't it?
Yep. And we've got scissor holders for $10. So they're a beautiful little safety wallet to put your scissors in. We've got bookmarks for $2. We've got, and of course, table runners. Everyone loves a beautiful Christmas rectangle.
Particularly Christmas
quilt,
coming up.
Yeah, something. And a couple of our girls who are really keen to make runners. We've got lots of beautiful Christmas runners as well. And they're basically $25. And so, very reasonably.
And it's a good time to buy some of this stuff.
Yes, you do all your Christmas shopping. And you can even buy a quilt for a bloke.
And you know the money's going to a good spot.
Yep.
I'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Jesus.
welcome back. And we're talking to Deb from Quilts for Orphans. We've heard all about them, but of course we need to mention the big fundraiser. Well, I guess it's got two or three purposes. The first purpose is to let you see just what these people, these ladies and one man produce.
Yep, and encourage membership. Yeah,
encourage members to go along and get involved, and particularly at night while you're sitting watching TV, instead of playing on whatever you're playing on or watching TV, you can sit there and knit or quilt and do whatever they'd like you to do. But obviously it costs money for some of these things for them to do, so it is a fundraiser, but they will have some quilts, and I've seen two or three here, and that you can go and buy those. They've got some crafts available. They're fat quarters. Well, hey, I'm not going to get into that, but we've seen them. They are terrific, and the quilter ladies will know. You've even got some books for sale too.
Yes, yes, and they were donated to us. They're all new books and magazines, and they were given to us by a woman who was going to open a shop but changed her mind and just gave us all of her stock.
Are they all on quilting though?
Yeah, they're all about stitching, yes.
Yep. All right, so again, it starts on this Saturday?
Yep, the 19th of November.
Yeah, and it goes through till Sunday week.
The 27th.
Not open Monday and Tuesday.
Correct.
So come along and have a look at the
10 to 4:30 each day.
And I guess if anybody's listening in, any of the ladies who maybe have just retired and finding time on their hands, I know that one of the groups that tend to miss out a little bit are the women who are widows, like husband and wife. They've worked a lot of their life. She may be retired a little while ago. Hubby says, look, you know, when I retire, we're going to do all these great trips, and she's all raring to go, and maybe they do one or two trips, and unfortunately then something happens to him and he dies. And a lot of ladies are sitting home.
Yes, I've just spoken to one on the phone just this week.
Have you?
I met the daughter at a market on Sunday. She took the message home to her mum, who was really looking for something to do, because her husband passed away only a few years ago and she cared for him. So she stopped sewing while she was caring for her husband.
And that happens a lot.
Yeah, so she sort of lost the flow of her sewing.
Yep.
And now she's found a new reason to get back into her sewing room, and that's us.
And I was interviewing someone a little while ago, and she was saying that you need something to get. She said for a number of years, she got up in the morning, she stays in a nightie and a dressing gown all day because she thought, I can't be bothered doing anything.
Yeah.
So you need something to want to get up, do it,
yeah.
And I guess deliver these
purpose.
Quilts or
we
have someone
purpose.
Pick them up from her and, you know, have somebody to
and
talk
and sometimes
to.
It's just really basic hand sewing. You might not even be machining. You could be just sewing on binding with a needle and thread. And if you don't know how to do that, we'll show you. And if you don't know how to use an iron, we'll show you how to do that too.
And we should mention too, you are at a hall often,
yeah, we're
aren't
in Hoddle's Creek at 6:30 Jembrook Launching Place Road in a magnificent Shire of Yarra Rangers hall, and that is our massive workshop.
And when are you there?
We're there every Tuesday and the second Saturday of the month. But for the rest of this year, it'll be Tuesdays because we're quite busy with this event coming up this weekend.
Yep.
And then next year we'll get cracking again. We go in recess for January and then cracking again in February. But anyone can come to and make inquiry through our website. You can send us an email, all of our contact details.
Because that could be a good way for some ladies to get involved too, to come and meet other ladies.
Just send us a message and we'll respond pronto and get you working or just coming along and having a cup of tea. And just sitting down, because we've got this beautiful kitchen that now COVID's settling a little bit. We only hope.
There we hope.
You know, we've always got the kettle on.
So it's a good way for ladies in particular to get themselves out of the house and come and see you.
I met a male quilter at a market the other day.
Did
he's
you?
My second male quilter. He said, "Oh, my work doesn't look as good as yours." And said, "Mate, that doesn't matter. As long as you are,
we'll get you going.
As long as you're having a passionate time with some, you know, with some fabric." And I told him about Wagga quilts. So Wagga quilts were made during the Depression by men, just old army blankets with bits of shirt and coats and sugar bags attached to them for warmth. They'd roll them up and they'd be part of their swag.
Yeah. All right, so just quickly, the news is just about to come this Saturday, November
and
the 19th.
Also two Devonshire teas and a hot lunch at the cafe.
You've won me.
Two peas in their pod.
You've won me. This Saturday, the 19th, through to Sunday, the 27th.
Yes.
Not open Monday and Tuesday. Yep. Mont Delancey, come along, support the Quilters for Orphans. And I'd love to see you there. That's right, isn't it?
Perfect, yes, Alan.
And you can even have a Devonshire tea as well.
Yep.
Thanks for coming, Deb.
And thanks, Alan, for having us.
The name of the organisation is Quilts for Orphans.
Yes.
Thanks.